You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
And we're silent. And now we're working. Yes, I do. Okay. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules AfterBuzz TV After Show. I am so beyond excited. The show is back. It is season 2, episode 1, A Catered Affair to Remember. I'm your host, Jake Dupree, along with my other fellow host.
I'm Sabrina Walker.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle Renee.
And we have some amazing guests. Fans of, they're fans of us and we're fans of them. Miss Sheena Marie and Mr. Mike Shea. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. I'm so glad y'all are here. Thank you for making this season premiere amazing for us.
Thank you for having us.
What's the response that you've had so far from the first episode?
For me, it was actually really positive. There were a few people I had to block on Twitter, but for the most part, I was surprised it wasn't more like 60-40. It was like 80-20.
Oh, really?
So it was pretty good.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think that people will stay on your side for the rest of the season?
I think even people that maybe aren't on my side after last night eventually will. So I'm kind of hoping it stays in my favor, but you never know.
Interesting. I'm excited to see where the season's going to go. All right, so let's get into it. The first thing we see is, of course, Kyle's party, the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce party. 100-year anniversary, right?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
that sounds like a lot of time. All right, it is 100 years. Excuse me. And Sir is catering, and of course, we see all the girls there and the boys, and they're causing a little bit of drama, especially Miss Kristen. I'm going to start off with this. I think Kristen acted a damn fool. A, you might be 30. B, you might work at a restaurant. C, you answer to your boss. That's all I'm going to say. Boop. All right, taking it over. Go, Michelle, go.
Well, I'm just going to be honest. I didn't see that part because
it's okay.
I think Bravo maybe put too much of an emphasis on linking the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, what if someone just wanted to watch Vanderpump Rules, then they missed the whole drama that...
Exactly. I think you ran into that issue, too.
So yeah. I didn't see it, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it was just like, Kristen wanted to, this is the basis. Kristen wanted to work outside with Tom at the bar, and supposedly the girls are supposed to work inside, the boys are outside, and Kristen was like, I'm really not okay with that, and she was really pissed, and she said some curse words, which I was like, okay, all right, and then she got mad at Lisa, and Lisa was like, just go back to Sir, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So unnecessary. Yeah. You'll see your boyfriend in 10 minutes.
And they live together. It's like, get over it. Like, you can be inside for a second. Right? It's not like the party's that huge. Like,
there were not that many people there.
Yeah. It was just like, why is... I feel like this. A lot of this episode really focused on her a lot. And I'm wondering, is the season going to follow her a lot more? And focus on her problems a lot.
She definitely has a stronger storyline this season than last season. So you'll see a lot more of her and her personality and her relationship, which I think is great because last season was the Stassi and Jack show starring the rest of us. So I do hope, you know, that you do get to see more of each of us individually. Do I think that's going to be the main focus? No, but you'll see more of that.
Because it's interesting because this first episode really focused on a lot. We'll get into that in a little bit more, but... It's interesting. I don't know. It's just weird that it's like this whole 30 thing that she's pushing. Like, she's like, I'm 30.
She mentioned it a lot. Right.
But it's also like, you're 30.
She mentioned it 30 times.
Yeah, like, it was ridiculous. And it's like, you're 30 and you're still acting like a child and working at a restaurant. Like, it's not bad to work at a restaurant and be 30. Like, who cares? Everyone does it. It's fine. But the fact that she's like, I'm almost better than that, it's just weird to me.
I just think that there's nothing wrong with wanting to have a strong opinion and to be able to speak with your boss, like, in an equal manner. But I don't know if necessarily being a server is the right profession for that. Like, if she doesn't want to have to, like, have someone
to answer to,
then yeah. she needs to try to change careers.
Or just be a little bit more polite to your boss, and things will be easier.
I mean, she does sign her check, so it's like, calm down.
Right.
Calm down. Yeah. And, I mean, what do you think about this whole thing? Both of you, what do you think?
Well, it was funny because last night some of the cast did get together and watch the episode together. And she said that so many times. She's like, oh, my God, if I say I'm 30 years old one more time, like, I'm going to slap myself.
It could be a drinking game
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, right? That should have been on Watch What Happens Live. Every time Kristen says I'm 30.
That should be like the, you know, they have like a voice clip sometimes. I'm 30. You know, that could have been like their whole thing.
They yeah. used my voice last season, but it was like the, in yeah. my song. And it's like, every time you hear,
take a drink. I love that. And then we see Lisa, Kristen leaves by. And then, of course, we see Brandy confront you about your tooth.
Oh, my God.
So let's get into it because we got a lot of questions on Twitter because I asked about, I was like, send us your questions. And a lot of them were like, why such a big deal about knocking out some tooth? Happens daily.
Happens daily to people who aren't on a television show and people who aren't trying to pursue singing or on camera anything as a career. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not cancer. I get it. It could have been a lot worse. I'm so thankful that's all it was. But to me and my profession, that is a huge deal to me. I make money on my looks. It's fortunate for me. It's an unfortunate business sometimes. You know, it's like, but that is everything that I'm working towards. So mm-hmm. for someone to try and downplay that, and it's like, oh, that happens all the time. Yeah, to someone in middle America who's not pursuing acting or a television career, that's different.
Yeah. How did you knock your tooth out? Because you said accident. Are yes. we allowed to know, like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a microphone, or did I make that up?
No. I actually was worried about re-chipping my teeth on a microphone. I was at a restaurant, I won't say where, and as I was leaving, it was just Dossie and I there. There was a spill on the floor. She slipped a little. I slipped. I actually fell to my knees. When I went to just push myself up from the ground, the floor was so wet, my hands slid forward. I face planted and just broke both of my teeth in half. And it was a hard floor like this.
So, did that restaurant pay for your new teeth, or no? You're not saying.
I'm not going to get into that. But
interesting. God. That's crazy.
I mean, but it's also yeah. like I understand where you're coming from. Whenever you got upset about Brandy asking you about your tooth, because it's like that one thing. Like, there's, you know, everybody has like that one thing that bothers them, and they're like, mm-hmm. I don't want it to be called out. And then, of course, she's going to be like, What's wrong with your tooth? So I understand why you would get upset.
I just want to correct her and be like, I didn't have a gray tooth. My gums were gray because I had an infection. I just had surgery weeks before. I was still healing. So I'm like, I don't have like some dead gray tooth. It was my gums. Get your shit straight.
Yeah. I mean, I was like uncomfortable. And then then we see, of course, moving on into Stassi and you fighting in the kitchen. And you were really upset about none of them checking on you.
Yeah, I mean, I was especially upset with Stassi because her and I got so close last summer, all winter. We hung out all the time. I talked to her mm-hmm. every day. We became really good friends. She was there with me the night it happened. It was just her and I at this place. Mm-hmm. She saw how devastated and how traumatizing this was. Like, I come off the floor. I mean, I have blood everywhere. I don't have two front teeth. Like, it was devastating. So for her to have gone through that with me and then can't even take 5 seconds to send a text, instead goes to a taping of Dancing with the Stars across the street from my apartment. Really, you could walk over, you could text me, and none of that I just thought was a dick move.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, it's just interesting to think that she would not even, like, say that she was there with you.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like she didn't even, like, know that anything was technically
wrong
with you.
Well, I got a toothbrush and a lollipop, right? Get over it.
Mm, yeah.
Oof. I did get a toothbrush.
Hopefully a lot.
I took the lollipop. That's good.
And, I mean, and what do you two think? Do you think it's ridiculous for her to be mad at them for not texting her or anything?
I will say, when I first saw the episode, I kind of was like, okay, I kind of thought you were overreacting, to be honest.
It did look like that.
But now that you tell this side of the story and say that she was there, that she was right across the street from your apartment, and that she didn't reach out, that makes things a little bit different.
And it wasn't just that day. I mean, it was 7 weeks went by. I didn't hear a word from her. We all had an event together in New York. No one hung out with me. No one talked to me. No one called me. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, we're doing red carpet together for the upfronts in New York, and no one's even asking if I'm doing okay. And I had my surgery a week before.
It's very intentional.
Yeah.
They did it on purpose. We found out later on that they knew she had surgery and made a pact.
Yeah, to not check on
them.
Jax was the only one who did. It was like at 2 a.m. that night after they had went out, but he checked on me. and no one else took the time.
What I say is, if it was Stassi in Sheena's position, she would expect everyone mm-hmm. to come. They would be there with soup for her, bowing down, like all
that's
the girls.
So, true.
So it's like, just, and it's like when we watched the episode, I'm like, damn, like you're complaining. It looks that way, but
annoyed watching myself. I'm like, Sheena, shut up about the tooth. But at the time, it was so important to me, yeah. and that's all that should have mattered. Was it was a big deal to me. Whether you thought it was a joke, to me, it meant something. So, I mean, it doesn't take a long time to text, hope you're okay.
Yeah. And so why the pact? Just to create drama for the show?
An issue with me on something unrelated. Like,
and they wanted to punish you.
Do you think that they maybe were jealous because during the off season, they were just basically working in a restaurant and you were appearing at several clubs, performing your song, doing stuff like that outside of them?
I don't think it would be a jealousy thing because I think, honestly, they all think the whole singing thing for me is a joke. So I don't think they really take that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It did seem like I was overreacting. I was very annoyed with myself. But it was a big deal.
It's
just
been
a
long process. It's been over a year now.
Yeah.
Dealing with all this,
mm-hmm.
being in debt with all this money, like over.
I can't afford what is in my mouth right now. I have almost $20,000 of surgeries in the past 15 months.
Wow. And you just had your recent one, right?
Final
one.
I still have stitches in my mouth healing from the last one, and I still need one, if not two more.
Damn.
It's more personal
yeah.
for us. That's it. It's not her overreacting. It's more I would feel the same way. We're not mad at anyone, especially at this point. It's just been annoying and a long process for her.
Mm-hmm.
Also on me, because I have to take care of her. So yeah. That's all it is. We're not mad at anyone anymore. It's just...
I also got a lot of tweets of people being like, oh, you're getting so skinny. I'm like, I couldn't eat. I'm literally hungry all the time. But after every surgery, I'm on a freaking yogurt diet for 2 weeks.
Damn,
so
I'm gonna break my teeth.
No, it's terrible. Yeah. Don't do it.
And then, of course, we move right along to the Jax and Stassi show for a minute. I am so sick of hearing, seeing, talking about. I'm just like done. And I love that Brandy was the one that kind of brought it up. Like, how are you guys doing? Like, what's up? And then Stassi was just like, he's like, why are you using me for sex? And she's like, a girl's got to get laid. Like, what can I say? I mean, I appreciate that for her to be like, it's all habits die hard. And I like it, so I'm going to get it. And he might want it a little bit more than I do or something more from me. So it's interesting to see the two of them trying to work this out. But I have a feeling that they're not going to last.
I think it's just going to be continual games
back
and forth.
And I hope they don't last because I kind of like them apart just because I think it would be more fun to see them.
I love
single.
Them apart.
Yeah.
Jax is so fun to hang out with. We go out with him every week. Like,
I thought you'd be like more like, I'd hang out with Stassi more than Jax.
We hang out with Jax all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a buddy. And
interesting.
That's the thing. It took me a while to get to know him because Jax is a special person to get to know.
Yeah.
Not in that, like, but now we're really close. It's cool.
That's
like
cool. That's interesting to hear because I don't know. I just wouldn't think that he'd be the one to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. And then we see Katie and Jax, Stassi, and the Toms. Tom Shorts, that's my boo. Even though you fight him, sorry about that.
I don't want
but, to. But Tom Shorts, that's my boo, and I like his hair a lot all the times. So they go to meet Kristen at the parlor room for a drink, and again, Kristen is saying that they're all doormats and they're not standing up to Lisa and blah, blah, blah. And again, she is your boss. I know that y'all have like a different relationship with her and you're kind of more friendly than you probably should be with a boss, but that's how it is. And Kristen is just like laying into everybody. And I actually liked that Katie stood up for herself and she was like, I am so sick of you saying that I don't stand up for myself. I do. And you act for all the times that you complain about Tom cheating on you. You don't even stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
So how are you going to say this to us? I like that. I like that side of Katie.
Yeah.
It was
bold.
I think she's trying to prove. I think she caught that a lot last season, too,
mm-hmm.
that people
we called her out for sure.
Yeah, but she was just kind of in Kristen's shadow and didn't
well,
really have a personality
People couldn't even tell
her
them apart
so,
last
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
So I love that about Katie this season. I mean, I don't like the way she was at my birthday party, but you get to see more of her and her personality because there's so much more to her than just a brunette who looks like Kristen. Because really, they look nothing alike at all.
Now with the new hair, even.
No.
What do you think about the new hair?
I've gotten used to it. I like it now.
Is it the same color still?
The shades have changed a little bit. At first, it was kind of like, whoa. But now I actually love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that at the restaurant when they were showing little clips of them working, I thought it looked better in that lighting.
Yeah.
When it's like brassy, like daylight at your like birthday lunch, I was just like, ooh, okay.
I've never really liked light hair with dark brows, but that's she totally pulls it off.
Yeah,
I was like, at first, I'm like, whoa, shouldn't you lighten your eyebrows? But I've gotten so used to it that I actually really like the contrast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's who she is, though, kind of like edgy and
completely.
A little different. Yeah. And then we see, of course, Sheena and Pandora go shopping with Lisa to buy birthday dresses. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whose boss buys in like a $300 dress? Like, that's amazing.
Lisa.
It's so amazing.
And don't tell them I bought this for you. Hey, Lisa, there's a camera behind you.
I'm like, I don't even have to pay. Yeah.
Were they mad at all that you maybe, like, she bought you that dress? Did they see that for the first time? Were mad?
I hope so.
I love it. And we, of course, this part kind of bothered me that Lisa was talking to you two. I mean, I know it's on camera and you have to bring this up for the show. But, like, it was weird that she was talking about Kristen and Stassi with you. I was like, it's a little unprofessional, but, you know, I guess it's for the show. So it's like, whatever. It's just like in a normal situation, like the boss would never like bring that up.
I mean, maybe that's why Kristen, to play the devil's advocate, maybe that's why Kristen does have such a hard time shutting her mouth, just because the lines between, you know, work and play or not play, I don't know, but
super
like,
blurry.
You know, they're blurry. So maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. And I like that. I mean, I agree with Lisa saying that you were a pillar of support for Stassi and that you really needed your friend's support, or at least a phone call. Like, at least, like, text her and be like, hope your surgery went well, or hope this went okay.
And that's all.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, three words, like, hope you're okay. I would have been fine with just the acknowledgement of it. The fact that they all just ignored it, like, it was nothing. I'm like, I didn't just go and get my teeth cleaned today. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Have they resolved this issue with you at
Everyone
all?
Everyone has. Everyone apologized.
Yeah, nice.
Stassi did this really cute video at one of her interviews. She, like, filmed it on her iPhone and had our entire crew hold up, like, it was like a popsicle stick with everyone from the cast, their face on it. And she was like, Sheena, I feel really bad. I didn't check on you after your surgery. And then everyone pops out, and it's like, Tom, it's like, sorry, I didn't call you. And then it was like, everyone,
yeah,
it was so cute.
That's
so I'm like,
cool.
That made up for everything.
Okay. Aww. Yeah, because she had some strong words for you on some of her confessional mm-hmm. moments, like,
yeah.
Suck my, all right, okay. Wow. All right. So we see Stassi sitting down with her dad for lunch, and he has Bailey's in his pocket. I was like,
that's great.
Of course he's from the South. Like, that's what you do. Like, you just carry liquor in your pants pocket. All right. And Jax comes to meet with them. And I just think this was so, for me, this was, I know y'all can't say anything about this, but this was just so scripted. I was like, oh, it's just uncomfortable to see. It was just like a weird moment with them. Like, I don't know. Would this have happened in real life? I don't know.
I never even knew it happened until I saw the episode.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Uncomfortable.
I don't know. But I do like that he kind of laid into Jax and he was like, you need to like, girls like security and you need to get your life together. I mean, we even said that last season when we were like, what are you doing with your life? It feels like you're all over the place. Hopefully he's better this year.
He is the most responsible person with his money. He is a hard worker. Like, he may not be the best bartender. I mean, I wouldn't order a drink from him. But, no, I mean, I think he's gotten a lot better and way more responsible. He lives on his own now. But
interesting.
Yeah, I think that's been, like, a 180.
Yeah. Maybe he needed to, like, hear someone say that. I mean, does he have family?
Parents and stuff? In Michigan and in Florida.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if he just needed, like, someone, like, a father figure to be like, do this.
No.
I think that's why we like Stassi and Jax apart, because Stassi's doing her thing, and then Jax is doing his, and it's nice to see them both kind of, instead of always fighting about with each other, they're doing some good stuff.
Because I feel like together, they prevent each other from moving forward, not only, like, relationship-wise, but in life, like, in goals and things like that, too.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that.
And
so,
they can always, like, rekindle and come back in 5, 10 years if they're really meant to be together.
Yeah. Mm. So we can maybe have, like, another Bravo wedding special. We'll get to that in a little bit. All right. So we see Lisa come to CERN. She sits down with Kristen. And Lisa is so pissed that Kristen brings her bullshit to work every day for the past five years. Yeah. And I'm glad that Lisa said this to her. And I think that Kristen needed to hear Lisa, like, this come out of her mouth. And she was just like, you're going to be suspended for 2 weeks. And I love that Lisa was like, it's a blessing that she's going to be out for 2 weeks. And I was like, bitch, that's some rent money. Like, all right, that's a long time. But I understand why she would tell her to get out.
But if she's really been a pain in the butt for 5 years, then that's kind of dumb of Lisa to keep her around.
Exactly. Why does she keep her around?
I'm on a show. I'm just kidding. Kristen's a great waitress. She really is. Like, I mean, she does have an attitude and she talks back, but she does her job. She is a good server and we pull tips at Sir and she brings in money. So that's why Lisa keeps her.
All right. I like that.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that's enough reason. And Kristen doesn't regret what she said to Lisa. That was uncomfortable to watch. She was like, I would say it again. I would be suspended 2 weeks over again. Yikes. That was weird.
Don't cut off your nose despite your face.
And then, of course, we move right along with Kristen to her apartment where she is anxiously waiting for Stassi to get there to have some wine. And Tom screwed a bottle service skank 3 days after her birthday. Okay. I mean, this is like, this is where I was like concerned. I was like, is this going to be the whole season like about the two of them? They're just like the Tom and Kristen show. And Tom is going to work and Stassi is just about to come over. And Kristen, then they get in a huge fight. And they, of course, admit that they haven't had sex in over 3 months. And that Kristen cringes at the touch of Tom. I was just like, okay. I mean, but it is tough. I will say, like, being in a relationship for so long, it's like there are minutes and moments and months where it gets kind of stale. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I understand, but like 3 months without sex, like that's a long time.
Yeah, that's not stale. That's like dead.
No, yeah, it's like poke you with a stick and see what happens. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting to see the two of them fighting because I thought last year they were kind of like this united front always.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't see like the like confrontational the side of them, yeah. But it was this season. I feel like this is going to be a really, you know, hot
and
topic.
This is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. We have some news and gossip to get into later. So, all right.
I mean, are we going to talk more? She's okay.
No, go ahead.
She says that she forgave him, but my whole thing is that you obviously haven't. And if you're going to keep bringing it up, then you should just break up with him because it's, I don't know, what's the point in staying with him, but yet you keep bringing it up to indicate that you're still not over it.
I mean, they've been together for
5 years.
5 years.
Six years.
I
think. Or sleeping together for six. I mean, do you,
five, I yikes. I mean, do you think, do you, I mean, cause this is a question that comes up for any relationship. If you're in a relationship that long and you know that, you know everything about them and you find out that they cheated on you, does that mean that you automatically end it?
I think yes. You should take
space. I think so. But a lot of people don't.
Take space at least. And if it's meant to be, you'll get back together. But you can't just pretend nothing happened.
Yeah.
And move on.
At the same time, they do live together. So, yeah. I mean, to take space, it's like that would move be very out. Difficult. Yeah. But if you forgive someone, you kind of just have to move on from it instead of continue to bring it up.
That's exactly. What I think. I think it's on a case-by-case basis. And in her case, she chose to stay with him. So with that comes the fact that she needs to drop it. And she can't keep bringing it up because that's adding insult to injury.
And it seems like everyone is so sick of hearing about it, too. Yeah. It's like, if you have a problem with it, then leave it. Or ignore it and move on. But it seems like she's just harping on it all the time. And I guarantee that relationship in that apartment is not very fun to be around.
And she said something that really kind of, I don't know, it just got me thinking. When she was like, we're in the Rihanna age. Ooh. And that made me really sad. Because, yeah. I mean, we really are.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because these are like the people that young girls are going to like look up to as far as examples for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And like Evelyn Lozado, I know she has nothing to do with Bravo or the show, but I just really liked that she left Chad because that's like the only example that we've seen on reality television of like, I mean, I guess Nene maybe too, leaving Greg. But
yeah.
Other than that, you see a lot of women just letting men walk all over them.
And it's like people are going to watch the two of them, Stassi included, because she went back with Jax after he cheated on her or whatever. And they're going to not necessarily be influenced by that, but see that and think that it's okay. And I'm glad that it's showing kind of like the darker side of it, like how it's really affecting their lives. Because maybe people will be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't go back to that. If it's not the healthiest place to be.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Maybe.
It's like, it's really dark right now. I'm sorry. So let's move on to Sheena and Pandora's birthday lunch at Lisa's. And I liked this because it was just like a really good group of people. I mean, of course, it didn't end in the best way. It was a little like stormy. But I just thought it was cute seeing everybody together. And I also like seeing Ariana. And we're going to ask Sheena about Ariana right now. You'll see Ariana in the purple dress, blonde hair. She's a new cast member, so tell us about her.
She's my best friend. She's awesome. It's funny because we were just talking about this yesterday. I feel like we literally have nothing in common other than the fact that we're best friends. She's this hipster who lives in Silver Lake, and we are so different in so many ways. I think that's why we get along so well. I adore her. She's awesome.
If we weren't together, they would be together. She would be the butch and she'd be the lipstick lesbian.
Yes. Love it. And there's also another new cast member, Christina Kelly, yes. Correct? And what is she like?
She's a friend of Stassi's. I think Christina actually got Stassi the job at Sir. So they've been friends for a long time. She's super rad. She kind of has like the edge that like Katie has. She has her own style. She'll do like dark lips and kind of like this goth look, but then she can like totally wear no makeup and just be as beautiful as she is with makeup. She's awesome.
When do you think that the two of them will come on the show? Like it is a major part of the show.
I would think as a bigger part, probably mid-season.
Okay.
Just because they got more involved as relationships sort of change. So.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We shall
teaser.
See.
Yeah. Bringing you in. All right.
You're so good with your words.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. And what did you think about Katie thinking it was disgusting that you and Pandora had a matching dress?
Really? I mean, Katie, did you watch the show first season? Who did you look like? Kristen. So I'm like, so you're talking shit about me for doing what you did last season?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then we see Sheena and Stassi sit down to talk, and I feel like this was kind of like the clearing moment. Like, this was just like, let's get over this. Let's move on.
Well, yeah, but it was so uncomfortable and fake. I was just so over it. Like, it had literally been 7 weeks. And not that I was, like, counting in my head, but I'm like, okay, my surgery was at the end of March. My birthday is the beginning of May. I'm like, it has been, like, 7 weeks. I haven't talked to this girl. We've seen each other, but we haven't spoke of anything. So I'm like, clearly I'm not just going to sit through a birthday lunch and not address the elephant outside. So yeah. I sat her down, and it didn't even feel like that was the right setting. It was like we still needed to have another conversation, which you will actually see. I don't know when.
And then she goes in the confessional and is like, that was a fake apology. But yeah. I just wanted to, like,
I would have rather her not apologize. You know?
Or just been like, no, I don't want to talk right now.
Right? Okay, cool.
Bye.
Whatever.
And then we see, what did you think about, because you all sat down for lunch and Kristen got brought up and everyone was kind of, you know, chiming in about it. And Katie got really defensive and you were like, you two fight all the time. Like, I don't understand why you're friends. And you bring this up later at the actual like birthday party dinner. And Katie is so defensive about this.
Which was, it was so annoying to me because I've been friends with these girls for years now. I was friends with Kristen first, which is how I know Stassi and Katie to begin with. But at the time, not only to me, but also to a couple of our other friends, Katie would just always complain, oh, Kristen's so this, Kristen that, blah, blah. I'm like, it was a legitimate question. I'm just like, why are you guys even still friends? Like, she annoys you, she's this and that, so why are you guys friends? It was a question. I wasn't judging their friendship. I wasn't like, you shouldn't be friends. It was a question. Why are you still friends? She could say, because I love her like a sister. We fight, but whatever. That was an answer. That's all I was looking for, is just why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She couldn't even like get anything out really at the whole conversation. She was just like, and then her interview, she was like, oh, I hate her, whatever.
She was so defensive. So defensive
about
it. Yeah,
for no reason. It was just weird. And let's move on to the birthday party because Michelle and I, we have a little interesting take on this. We were actually there.
Yeah.
And with Christina, who maybe will be with us next week. And if you watched the season last year with us, she was on our co-host panel too. So we were all there. It was very interesting. It's very interesting to see it being filmed.
Right.
It's really interesting. It's just weird. It's weird.
Because I didn't know any of that drama was going on. Like, I just saw, like,
it was outside.
Yeah.
And even the, like, you know, comments that were being made and stuff.
Hear
and it's like,
anything.
Oh, that's weird that, like, I was there, and but I didn't know that that stuff was going on. You
and
know?
We saw the fight, but that was about.
Yeah,
we
did see
the
fight.
I didn't know what was going on at all. So.
We saw the fight with Mike, with Mike Shea. We saw
was,
you.
Was it your drink? Did the drink get in your, cloud your brain?
Yes. Okay. I was drinking from, like 12 noon, and I just kept going, and it just...
We all got drunk at Lisa's house that day. I went home and took a nap, because I'm like, I need to rejuvenate.
And then it was just, like, weird seeing not Pandora giving you the shoes, that wasn't weird, but Katie saying that Pandora has better taste than those shoes. I was like, ooh, okay. Katie was throwing lots of shade your way.
Yeah, she is Pandora had those shoes designed. Like, she knows the designer of these shoes and had them specially made, so she has better taste than something she designed. Didn't make sense to me.
Yikes. I don't... What did Pandora get to... Did she comment about to Katie about that at all?
I don't know. I didn't want to ask. I'm kind of afraid to talk to her after last night.
I mean, that'd be uncomfortable to, like, address.
Pandora's intimidating, like, Lisa. Like, they're just... Love them both to death. And I love Pandora, but I'm always like this.
She still
with
scares
her.
Me.
Yeah, and that's, that's the thing. Kristen and Tom show up, and then, of course, Kristen and Pandora talk for a second. And I love that Pandora was like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out. And then, like, walked away.
Mom.
And she's like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Like, oh, my God.
Pandora's amazing. She's such a good friend. Like, when I saw what she said, and she was like, it's Sheena's birthday, don't ruin it. I'm like, it's your birthday, too. Like, that was just so sweet. I had no idea she said that until I saw the episode. She's a really good friend.
I feel like she's an old soul. Like, I feel like she's much older than, like, her actual age.
I know, and she's a year younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are the same age.
Yeah. Ooh, Robin the Cradle.
Yeah.
I like him older, so.
Yeah. And then, of course, this fight, and we thought this, too, when we were actually there, this fight kind of, like, escalated out of nowhere. Because we didn't see all the stuff happening outside, which was ridiculous. And how did that feel for Katie to say to you that she doesn't think that you're a singer?
It was just, she threw so many jabs at me at that one point in time. I'm like, really? Like, you're being so, it's my birthday and you're being so mean to me. She was just like, oh, shut up about your tooth. Like, because Katie had had an accident and she had hurt herself far worse than I had. But I'm like, and if I was your friend at the time, I would have checked on you. I would have helped you. But, you know, I didn't know you then. And so I'm like, but this was a big deal to me. And she was like, oh, that was a joke. Oh, yeah, I can sing over a track too. She's like, I don't like you. And that was what... Really, I don't even know if we saw her say that, but when she said she didn't like me, I'm like, if you don't like me, then leave. Why are you here? Pandora's already left, so I don't understand why you're at my birthday party. If you don't like me, then go.
Yeah, like, why even come if you don't like someone? Like, why would you go to someone's birthday that you don't like? That's weird.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And
then, of course, we see, I love this moment where you were, like, yelling over the balcony. We left shortly after the fight. We were like, we're done. We're okay.
I think most people did.
We're okay. I mean, but I mean, I understand. How did it get to that point? Do you remember how it got to that point?
Yeah, well,
from your stance.
Okay. What happened was, at that time, none of us were getting along. Like, even the guys, I hadn't talked to the guys in 7 weeks, which were my friends prior. I've been very close with Schwartz for a long time, and we had, right after the surgery thing, we were at a party, and he came up to me, because when everyone's fighting, me and Schwartz still talk. So we'll sneak away and have our little conversation, and he goes over there, and I'll go back over here. And he came up to me one time, and I totally dismissed him, and I was a total asshole. And it started with Katie and Chris, or Katie and Sheena, and we were sticking up for him. I was obviously super intoxicated, and
you were.
It happened so quick. Like you said, I don't really know why or how, but I think just being drunk and stuff and talking to him, and he may have said something I didn't like, and then he pushed me. I went pushed him. Instincts just to push him back, and the rest is. Yeah.
I mean, it was just
And then right after it happened, he left. And then I stayed for a bit until we went home, and we made up the next day.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the cool thing about guys, though. They're just like, okay, sorry.
He sent me a picture of us at my apartment, like a selfie, and then he drew hearts all around it.
Oh, that's
so I woke up to that in the morning, and she had got it, too. So it was stupid. It was really stupid.
I now know what my legitimate shocked face looks like on TV, because when that happened, I was just like, wait, huh? What, you fight? Like, I was so... just beside myself. I couldn't believe what was going on. And as I was watching, I'm like, that's what it looked like. That's so weird.
And then I break down, of course. Everyone sees that.
Which I've never seen him cry.
I've never cried. That's like one time she's ever seen me.
Really?
That's why I was so shocked.
So it's embarrassing, but it was emotion. And plus alcohol, of course. He's a good friend. And I was just more embarrassed than anything. So that's why I think I broke down.
Yeah.
I was definitely upset. I just fought with a good friend of mine. Everything was just fucking terrible that day. Like, that birthday party just ended up not being as fun as we wanted to. And, Yeah, and she's never, that was the first time she's ever seen me cry.
Wow,
and
that's
crazy. Of course,
it
has to be on national television. Great. Yeah. Awesome.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
And that was so strange, like the whole like Rapunzel moment where you like screaming, like they were screaming at each other.
I could still hear them. That's why I'm like, can you just leave? Like get in a cab, walk to your car, just leave my party.
But how did you feel about Stassi being like, I'm staying with my friends, like, and then she's calling you crazy?
She's so annoying. Like, all of those things that she was saying, I'm just like, ugh. It was so annoying. I'm like, because she's one way with me, and then she's another way in front of them. And uh-huh. You'll see a lot more of that this season. And it's just been an ongoing annoyance to me. I'm like, okay, you're with your friends, and just don't talk to me anymore. That's fine. I'm completely fine not being friends with you. But don't be nice to me and then be like, oh, no, I'm going to get a drink with my friends. Stop. You're crazy.
Did you want her to come back because you wanted to, like, try to patch things up with her again? Or you legitimately
I had something I wanted to say to her. I don't remember what it was, but it was something about Kristen because Kristen had left after they did. And she was actually really cool with me and was like, look, I get why you asked, but, you know, like, let's try and get lunch this week or something. And then they left. And then I was like, whoa, wait, Stassi, because I wanted to be like, wait, is this, like, for real? Or I don't remember what exactly it was at that moment, but I needed to ask her something. I wasn't like, come back up to my party, hang out, let's get a drink.
It was like very, like, Babysitter's Club movie, like, where are you going? Come back. And she's like, no, I'm not coming back.
I'm going with my friend.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, what do you think about their claims? So that's the end of the episode. So I just want to get in some questions just for the two of you. And I'm going to start with this. What do you think about the claims that they're like, you want to be in their group of friends so badly?
It's not true to a certain extent. Of course, yeah, I have wanted to be friends with them because we were friends for a while up until, you know, we start filming the show. We had some ups and downs, not because of the show, just in our friendships, we had some falling out. So, of course, I still want to be friends with them. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not desperate to be your friends. I have my own group of friends outside of work, outside of the show. That it was annoying to hear them say that because Kristen was like, oh, she wants to be friends with us so badly, but we're bad friends. And I'm like, no, you're bad friends to each other. Like, Kristen has been a great friend to me, as has Katie, as has Stassi, all at different points in time. So I'm like, I'm not desperate for your friendship. I just enjoy when we are friends. It's great. So.
And it's like, if you've seen it, you probably want to keep it that way because that's what friends do. It's just like, that's strange that it would not be that way all the time. And we also see this season that this move into some predictions, but whatever, that you are maybe getting married? Is anything you can say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we?
So we see a wedding veil. We see a wedding veil. So I don't know if there was something going on.
Are you getting married?
Huh?
I'm not getting
not
married.
Not to you?
Uh-huh. No ring on her finger.
No ring on her finger. So y'all have to stay tuned, I guess. Maybe you'll get your answer then. And I also wanted to ask you about your singing career, both of your music careers. So what's happening? Tell us.
For me, you will see a new single coming out this season. It's called Good as Gold. The producers I worked with actually have produced some number one hits for Selena Gomez.
Yes.
So the song is amazing. He's actually working with one of the guys I work with at Sir, James Kennedy.
Shout out to James Kennedy.
Amazing.
On some stuff right now.
Yeah, we came out with the track yesterday.
Cool.
And it's awesome.
That's awesome.
And then I'm going to start working with one of her producers and another good friend of mine. It's really good right now.
Cool. That's awesome. But you were with Pierce the Arrow, Tom Sandoval's band, for a second. What happened? Are you no longer with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think you might see that next week.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well then don't spoil it. But you're not with them.
No.
So, okay.
No, yeah. I played a few shows with them and I think you'll see. I think it's next week, yeah.
Interesting. And I have a question from Athena, and she says, how are you handling the bullying you're receiving on Twitter from the Brandy Army?
I've just blocked a lot of people. Last year, I'm like, I'm not going to block people. I don't care. You know, say what you want. But when my feed is constantly filled with at replies saying I'm a whore, I'm like, okay, now you're annoying. So if you block someone, you don't get their replies in your inbox. They can still tweet, like, at Sheena Marie, but I just found it so much easier. Just click block. Especially when people say stuff about him, I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, I want to report and block you.
And it's also like, that. How many years ago was that?
7.5 years
ago.
And
it's like, people change, people grow, and and of course, it's a reality show, and that has to be brought up again
And that's the thing I say. I tell people, 7 years ago, I made a ton of mistakes. I I can't tell you how many I did. The difference is hers ended up being on TV or national television or magazines.
Mm-hmm.
We can find people. Let's go find 10 people outside and see their mistakes are far worse than hers.
Exactly.
So hers is just documented, unfortunately. It's 7 years ago or seven and a half years ago. If people want to dwell on it, then let them dwell on it. But we're past it. Since day one, we were completely open with each other. I knew about all this stuff, but I was like, we're looking to the future. Yeah. I don't care about that bull.
And see, that's what I like about you, because like that's a true man that you can like be like, that was the past, and this is what's happening now in the relationship.
I think I was way too honest with him in the beginning. I'm like, I told you way too much. Maybe a little bit. And I don't even condone my own behavior 7 years ago. But you know what? I'm sorry. When I'm fresh to LA, I mean, I'm from Southern California, but fresh to LA, my first job, first month, I meet this cute actor. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't think like, oh, I should go home and Google him. Like, I didn't think of that when I'm 21 and naive. And in LA, I was just excited to go on a date with someone cute. Like, that was all.
And what can you weigh in on anything? I mean, you might not even want to comment about this, but like all of the drama that still continues on with him and Leanne and Brandy, like all the time. They're always on Twitter, like at each other.
I mean,
do you have any comment? Like, no comment.
Not really. I've heard from a little birdie that he's cheating on Leanne right now. So
I mean,
they're all over the tabloids. I've seen in the
I heard they're getting divorced. I heard they have a reality show. I heard he's sleeping with some bartender. Mm. I don't know.
Messy. A bartender at Sir.
It's just ridiculous.
It's Jack.
That'd be awesome, actually. That would be a great segue. They could Bravo segue. Bravo's all about a segue.
Segue by Bravo.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so about it. All right. And then Jonathan Lanzana, who is our TV genius. He's TV genius. That's his little Twitter handle. And I love him so much. He said, have the events of season two had more of a lasting impact on Sir and the group than those of season one?
It's like night and day. I mean, I was watching old episodes of season one yesterday during the day, and I'm like, really? Like, this seemed boring to me compared to everything that I know is going to happen this season.
Mm.
Like, I was just watching the episodes, and I'm like, oh, my God, Laurely, like, get off this fucking show already. And I felt it was just kind of blah compared to this. Like, last season, we were just like, oh, my God, how can we top this? It's so good. And now I'm like, no, this is like, so good.
I'm anxious to see it because last season, we were all really happy with
the
season.
Yeah,
so,
I thought last season was good. So.
Yeah.
But after you see this entire season, you'll be like, first season was stupid. It was nothing compared to this.
Can they already renew your show already?
I don't know. When that happens or how.
Okay, I just didn't know if maybe, like, you knew some information that we could, like, get the scoop on.
I mean,
they don't even tell us. So.
No, I would hope we get a next season. I don't see how we couldn't with what happens.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I have a question.
Yes.
So are you still working at Sir?
Yes, I'm at Sir and Villa Blanca still.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. When do you have a schedule that maybe if people wanted to come eat while you were there?
I'm usually at Sir on Friday nights, but there are so many servers that we have now, so some Friday nights I'm off because that is a good shift, so it's not fair that I get it every week. Mm-hmm. So some Fridays I might be at Villa Blanca during lunch, Sir at night, it depends, but usually that would be my night at Sir if I'm there.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. And if you were getting married, where would your wedding be?
If I was getting married, somewhere that has a really pretty view.
In LA.
Like at sunset.
In LA.
Definitely. I'm from here. Both of our families are from here. Yeah. So if we were to take that next step, I would say it would probably be in Southern California somewhere.
And what if Bravo was like, I want to have a little wedding spinoff? What would you do?
Like, oh my God, yeah, ask me to marry you.
Let's get this going. Yes. All right, so let's move into some news and gossip. Mm-hmm.
TV news.
So this is more gossip, and this is more me meddling and, like, seeing what I can get out of the two of them. But I notice on a lot of the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook world with the other cast members that Kristen is in not a lot of pictures with Katie and Stassi.
Hmm.
So is there anything you can say to be like, wink, wink, she's not friends with them anymore?
I don't think I'm in a lot of pictures with them either.
Yeah. But I was just wondering, because they're like the three, you know, like the group of three. Like the main girls. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You can't say anything? Mm. So that's all my gossip. That was it. I was trying to see if I could, like, snake my way in there. All right, so let's move into some predictions.
And now, you're at the buzz.
I know.
Michelle, go first.
Man, I predict that this season is going to be, like, the drama with Kristen and Tom is going to be the equivalent of Stassi and Jack's last season, which kind of sucks, but I think that's what's going to happen.
There's got to be that storyline, I think, a little bit.
I predict that they're going to break up.
Ooh.
I see it coming.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I predict that Mike is going to propose to Sheena. How about that? We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Thank you guys so much for tuning into our show. You'll see us back here next week on Tuesday. I'm so, so excited. And we'll have the two of you back, of course,
yay,
at some point in the season. So stay tuned. You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram and Facebook at Jake Dupree.
At Sabrina P. Walker for Instagram and Twitter.
Amazing.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Michelle Renee LA.
And where can we find the two of you?
At Sheena Marie, S-C-H-E-A-N-A Marie.
Mike Shea Music.
Amazing. We'll see you next week. Bye, boo.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.